Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Christian Science Daily Lift, a quick yet inspirational podcast. Today, we'll hear from Susan Tisch. She's a Christian Science practitioner from Northville, Michigan.
Looking out the window at the view from our hotel room, I sighed and said to my husband, "I can't wait to come back here again." He pointed out the irony of my statement. "But you're already here," he said. "How about we enjoy it right now?" Well, we both laughed. Sometimes we're so focused on the future that we're not enjoying the good we have right now. A lot of times when we say, "I can't wait until," it implies that things right now aren't that great, and that in the future things might be better. "I can't wait until I feel well again." "I can't wait until I make more money," or even, "I can't wait until our vacation." I've been realizing that because God is everywhere and is all good, there must be good going on right this moment. I realized how blessed we all are right now. The Bible uses the word blessed almost 300 times and nearly always in the present tense, as in blessed are. Jesus taught us in his statements called the Beatitudes, which literally means supreme blessedness, that no matter what challenge we seem to be facing, we are blessed. Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. Note that the blessing isn't contingent on some future change in behavior, situation, or health. Blessed are we now. Nothing that happens in the course of our day can ever change our innate joy, health, or peace that comes from God and are found in God. Blessed are we all as the spiritual children of the one all good God. Next time you feel tempted to say or think that you can't wait until things are better, happier, healthier, remember Mary Baker Eddy's inspiring first sentence in Science and Health with Key to the Scriptures. "To those leaning on the sustaining infinite, today is big with blessings."
This podcast is produced by the First Church of Christ Scientist in Boston, Massachusetts, USA. Copyright 2020.